Hello, I'm Silke from Germany and I'm a scuba diver and enjoy relaxing dives on my holiday. Some years ago, I think it was 2009, I had an awesome dive in Tenerife. It was a boat dive. The instructor asked me, "Do you want to do a drop dive?" And I answered, "Of course. I have never done one and I like adventures." And it was a deep dive, a real plunger. We jumped from the boat into the water and dived upside down. We let all the air out of the jackets. And I really mean all the air. So we could fall to the ocean floor like two stones. The seabed was over 50 meters down. Perhaps you know that it can be dangerous to dive more than 30 meters. And it should not be forgotten that scuba diving is an extreme sport with its own injuries and threatening hazards. Anyway, when I was falling behind the instructor, I saw him in front of me. But after 30 meters, I spotted only his neon green fins, because it got darker and darker. And suddenly, the green spots became brighter, because the instructor stopped at the ocean floor. I was terrified. I had to pull a string to fill air in my jacket. I pulled very hard. My breath was deep and heavy, and I managed to stop right at the spot and not crashing into the man or into the floor. And there I was, weightless, 50 meters under the surface of the sea, in complete darkness. We switched on our torches. In front of us was a grotto, and we gave light into it, and thousands of lights gleamed back. The cave was full of thousands of shrimps, whose eyes flashed back at us. I had seen shrimps before, but not so many, and not in entire darkness. It was a nature spectacle, and I was stunned. I was really stunned. And it was a pity that we had to start back to the surface. When we stepped into the boat, the captain asked me, "How was the dive?" And I couldn't answer. I was at a loss of words, and only grinning from ear to ear. Yeah, that's it. That's what happened to me under the water. Thanks for listening.